Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, we can hear. Hello, everyone. Hello,
Hello.
hello. Okay. Running around this hectic, but okay. It's yesterday was Monday. Okay. Sunday was our wedding. Okay. Okay, so we want to finish the sugya by Rosh Hashanah. I hope. I think we're finishing by Rosh Hashanah. That's just tomorrow, one day left.
Suppose we're not starting the show yet. What do we still have after Rosh Hashanah? Okay, are we going to do some Gedalia? Some Gedalia, we're going to be off.
That's a good question.
Because
Excellent question.
then it's leaves us with 2 days after that, I think.
Good question. What do you say?
The fast is over before, no? Like, why not? Is
Well,
it over before?
why
Right
not?
before.
And some people don't fast well. They're very drained.
Not to mention that I think where Rebbe is, it probably doesn't end before 8.
Yeah, that could also be here. The time is well, how long do we wait for a time is? How long do we wait for a time is?
That's the Messiah. 45 minutes.
Sunset is 7:28 here. Yeah, so Titus won't be over before 8. And then at Marit, yeah, they won't. I won't make it even. Nightfall, it says it's 8:03. So maybe we'll try and start it a little late. I don't know. You said 2 days is not too much. No, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's Mr.
All right, so I'll try and send out an email. Maybe we'll try and make it. I'll find out this man. I have this in my pocket even. Not in here. It's no, it's not in. Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to try and find out. So try and have a little share. So we should have try and have 3 days or 2.5 days, and try and do something short. Okay. So maybe we'll start at 8:15 if they can do 8:15. I don't know if I can do 8:15, 28. I don't know.
Which nights are we talking about, Rebbe?
No, we're talking about they want to know on Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia. So Shkia here is 7:28. So it's not gonna be till probably can't start till 8:30.
I thought New York is much earlier.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're davening around 7:30.
Okay, it's a bit worse. Yeah, okay, but let's learn meanwhile. We'll worry about some. I'll think about it. I'll try to tomorrow. Okay, anyway, so we're trying to. Well, I thought what we were trying to do yesterday was very nice because what we were basically doing, we were simultaneously answering a few kashas, meaning we have the Achiezer's kasha, and according to the second answer, why is it Bado Lokano? Now we said that if it was up to us, we would have said that Mashma is not such a Rai Mukrachas. And therefore the second Torah doesn't have to agree that it's Bado Lokano. But that's a funny thing to argue with the Achiezer on. In other words, the Achiezer, I'm sure, knows Shas. So he knows whether mashma is a really, what mashma means. So to say that mashma is not a raya mukrachas, and that's our chiddush, I don't know. That doesn't sound kosher. To say that the Achiezer didn't hold like Rabbeinu Bear that on a chosisha is a biter, that already could be. You know, he could have a whole different shot in Yavamis. But to say that he feels that a mashma is, both you have to agree to. And we're mechadish and a mashma you don't have to agree to. I know it doesn't sound so nice. Because, so we're not so crazy about that teretz. Even though in the Biurim you didn't give that teretz, one of the additions, what can I do? But Rabbi Nassim also said that teretz too. But we weren't so crazy with that teretz. So the first question is that how can it be according to the first, second teretz, how do you get the Baal Kano? And the strength of the question is especially with Rabbi Baruch Ber, because the second teretz agrees to the Havamina of the Tisus. The Havamina was that neither can be learned from Achas Ishto. If you learn from Achas Ishto, then you should have a din erva, and Achas Ishto is a Paiter Ba'iser. So how can you not, if it's a Paiter Ba'iser, you know, that that's what Baruch Ber's Lashon, it's not Shaykh to have a Baal O'Connell. That's what we held in Sparta. According to Baruch Ber, it's your Muska from the Parsha of Yibam.
If the second kasha, if the second kasha has to hold of the first kasha's teretz, then it also takes off. I'm saying the Achiezer.
But that's by depth. I mean, Rabbi Achiezer's kasha is a mimonashach. If the second teretz holds of the first teretz, then who needs the second teretz?
Because Taisus is misupik. Because Taisus could be misupik of where the source of Nesra is.
I'm sorry.
Taisus doesn't know the source of Nesra. So he memonisha. He has to. Taisus has to answer memonisha.
Taisus, if the second, I mean, we'll see. Maybe we'll say that's what we're saying. But if the second Taretz holds, it doesn't hold in the first Taretz, and the first Taretz. Then you're throwing in something I said yesterday, but Pajib Shat, that's not part of the first Teretz. The first Teretz, the one of the first Teretz said one thing, that neither Zodam Yira Achos Ishto. So that's all the first Teretz said when you learn Kipshuto. So if the first, second Teretz agrees to that, then he holds to the second, first, then you don't need the second Teretz. If the second Teretz disagrees, so then, nidas daimet achas ishto, then it can't be in Baal O'Connell. That's the simple kasha. It's a very simple kasha. And it's a mimonashach. If you hold it the first tarot, then don't you hold it the first tarot? If you hold it the first tarot, so you hold it the first tarot. So then what do you get the second tarot for?
Right. I'm saying Rebbe's just saying that we don't have a clarity on where Nesra is from between the halacha of Moshe Sinai and Aleha.
Excuse me, you can't go ahead. And take, you know, yeah, that's not, no, I'm sorry, you can't, you're not being fair. Not being fair, you're cheating.
I'm saying, Rebbe's saying that we don't have the source of Nesra between Aleha and Aleha from Sinai. I'm just adding in that Tosfos could have, in the beginning, held that that maybe it's Darchei Noyim also. That possibility was there as well. That's why Tosfos has to go to the second Kasha.
No, I'm sorry. Tavis, why should Tavis, in the simple shot, Tavis has obviously a source of Nesra in his question. There's no reason why he should be dropping it. Why he's holding his question. Tavis doesn't drop his Havamina for no reason. No, Tavis in his Havamina, Tavis doesn't ask the question, what's the source of Nesra? So he obviously understood the source. You look in the Rush, the source is, we learn from Achos Ishto. So fine. So there's no reason why Tavis give a second answer to drop it for no reason. Okay. Anyway, so that was the first question. The first question we had is Yachiezer's question, which is a much stronger question if you assume, like Rabbi Baruch Ber, that is a Paiter.
If we're assuming that we're Baruch Ber and we're applying it to Tosas Kasha, are we committing that Tosas is asking that Nida should be potter completely, not only, you know, Nesra the Yibum, but
because the Paiter of Eiser might only be in Yibum. Chalitza gets a din of called There's even Halal only practices Yibum. How do you get a Ptur Chalitza? That comes from coaching of the Yibum and Chalitza. And that the Gemara says is the star, it doesn't apply to Chayvei Lava Vasei. And the difference between Chayvei Lava Vasei and Chayvei Krisis is Tafsi Bo Kedushin. So that's the Gemara Daf Chav. So it is possible that you could be in, you could be in the parsha of Alejo the Gabi Yibum, but you don't get a din of coaching of the Yibum in the Chalitza. That's quite possible. Because you see, even from the Gemara on Daf Gimel, I know we didn't learn the Gemara yet, but after the Gemara quotes Aleha Litzur, the Gemara says, where it says, Amy, oh, wait, where is I? Oh, it doesn't say here, sorry. But the Gemara says on Daf Chav that the way we know that there's no, it's, I thought it was on Daf Gimel, but I don't see it on Daf Gimel. But the Gemara says on Daf Chav that the way we know that there's no Chalitza is because Koshein Alei Yimei No Chalitza. Right, the Gemara says that. Rashi says that on Gimel with the Aleph. Kamashran on Rashi on the bottom of Gimel with Aleph. Kamashran on Masnizin, O Potra Abbas, Mizikas Yibam, Tura Min Chalitza, Ko Oida Zikas Yibam, Oida Zikas Chalitza, Ko Shein Oida Zikas Yibam, Tura Min Chalitza. So it's the Parish and Rashi.
I don't know if everybody holds like that. I don't know.
What is,
I don't know if all the Rishon, I'm saying I don't know if everybody comes out that you need a second step. Everybody comes out masking like that, Rabbi saying? That you need the second step in order to get out of Chalitza? Even an Erva herself needs a second in the Chalitza?
That's what at least what Rashi says. I'm not a Bucky and all your bummers, but it's definitely possible. So if it's possible, I don't know whether, in other words, it could be that Koshein Alei Yibum and Chalitza doesn't apply to Nida, and therefore Nida would have Chalitza. But, and so the first kasha we had is, Yachi Ezer has a kasha should be, that assuming Tosis agrees with the Havamina is that Nida can be learned to Machlas Ishto. Then how can you have him bought Elkanah? And then we have the Achiezer's answer, and we had three kash in the Achiezer's answer. I'm not sure, or after Cheshbon, whether we can answer the questions applied to us. But one was that just is not logical that a Piter should have bought Elkanah, because the Gabe Yibum, your Mufka from Yibum. Second question we had is, if you're going to tell me you do have Yibum, so then what was Typhus bringing in and Baal HaKana for? There's no Raya. Because Typhus is bringing in, this is a Charoso Mukroch. Typhus is bringing in a Baal HaKana Pashtus to as a Raya to his first Teretz. But if the second Teretz disagrees with the first Teretz and still holds in Baal HaKana, so it's not a Raya to the first Teretz. So there's no point in bringing it in. If basically anybody, it's not just the second teretz, it means that anybody, any teretz, what we said, any teretz that you will give will explain in Baal HaKana, because according to Rav Achiezer, since it's omed to go up, so you have a zikah for later, so in Baal HaKana. So there's no raya. David says, I'll bring you a raya, and that doesn't prove anything. Then what in the world is Titus bringing in a Baal HaKana for? Doesn't prove anything.
Did we explain what the Havamina does in, with the Gemara with in Psachim?
That I don't think is fair. The Havamina doesn't have to know the Gemara in Psachim. Titus, when Titus brings a mashma or even a raya, so the Havamina wasn't. Titus is going in order. First he has a kasha here, and then he'll bring. What if Titus says a kasha? He gives a teretz, and with this I answer another kasha.
Yeah, but don't we always say that, you know, he didn't put his hand on the Gemara and covered it? You know, he had to have a different shot in it.
The Gemara is in Psachim. It's not here. First, he's talking here. If I care, when he has this kasha here, he's allowed to have another kasha somewhere else. That's when we said in covering it, that's he's asking if the key is kasha, then he should understand this Gemara Minei Obey. But there's no, you say, the Titus can't ask a kasha. And when he has his kasha, he has to know, forget it, he's going to ask the, so if it's two kashas, he has a kasha here, he has a kasha on the Gemara Psochem. So he first asks his kasha here, and then later he asks his kasha from Psochem. And he gives one teretz for both. The kasha here is stronger, because Psochem is only based on a mashma, even though the Gris, the Achyeda said, hard to argue with a mashma, but it's still only a mashma. So he first asks his kasha here, and then he brings his a raya from his second kasha. I think that's 100% legitimate.
When, so just to clarify what I'm saying, when he asks his kasha, was that a problem in Psachim? When he's asking his kasha,
he's not working with Psachim yet. He didn't look at Psachim. He's learning.
But we who have eagle eyes, do we have a difficulty with Psachim?
Yes. But Titus is going in order. First, Titus is asking on here. He's earning Yavamis. He has a kasha, minei yabein yavamis. He has a kasha. He didn't ask a kasha of Sokka. He's not learning Sokka. And Sokka is also not the favorite. It's only mashma. He has his kasha. Then he says, and based on this answer, I answer another kasha in Shas, which is not 100% kasha. It's only a 99% kasha.
Okay. How could a kasha be a raya? How could a kasha... When he's asking it, it's a kasha, and now it becomes a raya?
Of course, because the only way to answer the kasha is with my answer. So that's a raya. I have a kasha. I have two kashas. One kasha on the Gemara in Yavamis, and the second kasha on the Gemara in Psachim. And there's one answer that answers both. So that's a proof that the answer is right.
If you maybe talk it's a bad, maybe it's not so good, and it's a talk it's a kasha. Because we
don't like it. We don't like having kasha. So the fact that we don't want to have a kasha, we want to have an answer. And the only answer that we know that answers the question is what we're saying. So therefore, it's a riot.
Okay, why does it need to be
parrot? Let me go. We're getting back down. So that's the first question. But meanwhile, while learning the sugya, we did have some other questions. First of all, we had questions in reading the Rush. That the Rush was, the Rush is Lashon. Now, it was a Lashon Kasha. And we didn't, you know, Lashon, you can just say that the Lashon is okay. You know, Roiv Dechukim Emes. But the Rush's Lashon was very funny for two reasons. One is the Rush asks the kasha. And then when he says his answer, he says, neither the Mekana made of neither from Achazisha Mishum. Right? And his answer. The Shayach made of neither Achazisha Mishum. So we said that is not the way to talk. The Rishayim are Mekatzer. You don't, in general, it's silly to repeat the question in the answer. Obviously, you just say Mieshlaim and the Tshuva Mishum. You don't have to say Tshuva and then repeat over the question. You know, that's a waste of words. Obviously, if you say Tshuva, the Tshuva means the Tshuva to your question. So then you don't have to repeat over the question again. So stop, it's strange that the Rush repeat over his question. And what's especially strange is that when he repeats over his question, he repeats it slightly different than the way he asked it. So now it's not different, it's just clearer, which is strange. That, like, why If you wanted to be clear, so the place to be clearer is in the question. You don't become clearer in your hand, and you're repeating the question and the answer. So we said before, because the Rosh really held that it's Hainuach. He thought it was clear, 100% clear, Kamal. So why did he say, and when he said Kamal, he meant Yadav. And then later, he just happens to switch the word because, isn't it? It means the same thing. So he switches it. But that's, you know, a little bit not so nice. You know, he switches the word from Kamal to Yadav. Is there a reason for that? He was repeating the question, so repeat it. Why are you changing the words? If you're trying to be clearer, so the point is not the time to be clearer in the question, in the answer. So Edomai, he's not trying to be clearer. So just say the question. If you were happy when you asked the question, you thought it was clear. So when you're repeating the question and the answer, repeat it the same way. Right? So we have these problems with the Lush language. We had a third thing that we weren't, I don't say not happy, but in that we thought that there was a machlekes. We were discussing, do we have to make a machlekes? And we thought that we were stuck, that we would have to make a machlekes. We did the Rush with the Rabbeinu Peretz, with the Chavikas Olam, and we basically came out that no matter what you're going to have to say, you're going to have to make some machlekes rishonim somewhere. Because the Rosh says native me'achos ishto, the Rabbeinu Peretz says halacha Moshe mi'Sinai. Edomai, he means halacha Moshe mi'Sinai for achos ishto and then native, but the Halichas Olam says you can't be native from halacha Moshe mi'Sinai. So, you know, so there was some, you know, machlekes rishonim, and it's not so nice. These are, you know, all Bawi Tysis. I mean, the parents is about Tysis. The Rush is about Tysis. So that they're so to speak, their starting point of where they assume Nesra comes from is a little funny. The Rabbeinu Peretz assume Nesra comes from Halacha Moshe Sinai. And Tysis and the Rush assume something else, that it comes from Achlas Ishto. And then they have the other possibility that it's dark and dumb, and they never assume the Rabbeinu Peretz's possibility. You know, okay, it is slightly funny. Now again, not the end of the world. It could be machlekes rishonim, but it's okay. Right? So those were all the so to speak the background problem.
So, Rebbe, can I ask a structural question? Yeah. A structure. Tosis's first answer that we learn it out from Achos Isha, in the first answer, he's learning out from Achos Isha, not from the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Does Tosis have a source? Is there some kind of a source that says there's a limud from Achos Isha?
No. There's a source that says aloud from Achos Isha, but that tells you to a Yibam. There's no Gemara that says Nesra from Achos Ishto. The biggest raya is that Tosfos second Teretz clearly says we're learning out Nesra from somewhere else, from Darkei Nayam. So there's obviously it's not Beferish. The Tosfos picks Achos Ishto. It seems Pasha Pshat is that it was because he was stuck. In other words, you learn Daf. What sounds like what happens is you read Daf Lamed. The Gemara says Nesra. The Gemara doesn't quote any source. The Manda Gemara, Rav says it didn't Nesra. He doesn't quote any source. So the Rabbeinu Peretz says no source is no source. Okay, so but there is no source. The Artisis, simple pshat, was able under for whatever reason we don't know why he didn't like Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. So he tried to find the source. So in his first shot, he said it must be that the source is somehow Achos Ishto, even though the Gemara never says that anywhere. But there's a pasuk of Achos Ishto of Aleha. So it was that somehow or another Aleha also tells us Nesra. It's included in Aleha somehow. And his second answer is that the source is
Right.
Okay. But
the first answer, the structure
everywhere. What the source is?
I just don't. I don't get the structure. If Tosfos is willing to accept that it's a limud from Achais Isha Ishtoi, if Tosfos is willing to understand that, and Tosfos holds with Aleha or something like that, so then, why would Tosfos assume in the Havamina Halacha Moshe Misinai? Meaning, if there is a real concrete reason and understanding that it's learned from Achais Isha, why would Tosfos start out with an arbitrary, with a somewhat
you can't do that. That's cheating. We didn't say my Machada yesterday yet. No, not fair.
Rebbe, this whole change in the Havamina from one source to another, Eicher Chosim in a Sefer, and Hillel's right. But why can't we just simply say Tosfos in the Havamina held Nesra is because of Achas Isha? And in the Teretz is Mechadesh that Svara of Kurva.
Yeah, but then the problem we have is then we have the Afiyazer is Mimonasha. If the Pashtus is that Nesra is learned from Achas Ishto, and Tosfos says a Svara that the Nida is Lo Dami the Achas Ishto. So now we answer the question. Finish. So Why does Tosfos need a second answer? So either we have a Mimonash Akasha. Does Tosfos in the second answer agree that Nida Lo Dami the Achas Ishto or not? If he agrees, then there's no problem. So you just answered the problem, just like the first answer answered the problem.
If Tosfos is fishing for an
answer,
Tosfos is looking for a source. So his first answer, he gets the source of Achas Ishto. And then Tosfos says, I have a better source.
Excuse me. Tosfos does not ask, I'm looking for a source. That's never Tosfos asked that kasha. Tosfos says, I have a problem that Nida should have Nesra. Tosfos seems quite happy with his source of Nesra. Doesn't ask, what's the source of Nesra? Tosfos does not ask that. He's quite happy. So the question is, what was Tosfos happy with in his Havamina? So the simple shot in Tosfos is that he was learning Nesra from Achos Ishto. You see that from his answer. Since his answer is Lo Dami, so obviously he's assuming it's learned from Achos Ishto. So Tosfos is very, very happy in his question, assuming Nesra is learned from Achos Ishto. He has no problem whatsoever with that in the simple pshat in Tosfos. He only has one kasha, that's being native, Nida Me'achos Ishto. So there's a very simple answer. Right. That Nida Lo Dami Na'achos Ishto. Answer the question. Beautiful. Now he gives a second answer. So if he's giving a second answer, so yeah, I mean, there's a Mimonasha. If he holds like the Teretz and Nida Lo Dami Na'achos Ishto, then there's absolutely no reason to give a second answer. Elamai, he doesn't hold of that. So then you can't get him Balo Kano. So this is the Achiezer Mimonasha. I don't know if he asked it that way, but that's what we were asking it. So that's where we were stuck.
It's a different way. It's a different way to explain why Nida is different than a regular case of Erva.
There's no reason to give a different reason. It's silly. Because if Tosfos holds the Pashtus is that Nesra comes from Achos Ishto, and he already said that it's all dummy, so everything is glat kosher. You don't give another answer when everything's glat kosher, when there's no kasha. You only give an answer when there's a kasha. No one gives an answer when there's no kasha. There's no kasha on the floor. The source of Nesra, Parshat Pshat and Tosfos, Tosfos is very, very happy to say Nesra comes from Achos Ishto. He never asked a kasha.
Maybe Tosfos is not happy with the Lo Dami.
Oh, but then, so if he's not happy with the Lo Dami, so then how do you get him Baal Osano? That's our question. If Tosfos is happy, if Tosfos doesn't hold to the Lo Dami, then he can't get him Baal Osano. Adonai, he's happy with it. So then there's no problem. So that is a Mimasha question. You're stuck no matter what you say.
If you say Drecha Darkenom, it doesn't take care of Tachim?
I don't know what I have to do with price of tea. And they're not going to make Kano. No. The Drecha Darkenom only takes off, that we don't say Nasra. No. Doesn't make Bono Kano. If you're right now, you're in Nida. Right now, you're in Nida. Since right now, you're in Nida. So you're in the Erev of Achos Ishto. Assuming we learn out Nida from Achos Ishto. So you can't be in Bono Kano. Rechem Batark Egnom just says there's no Din Nesra. But as far as in Bono Kano, we're not working with the Din Nesra. We're working with the present. The present is that right now she's an Erev of Nida. Well, let's just say, like the Achiyeder, that the future affects the present, but that we had our three questions on that. Whatever. No, I think so. I don't know.
I'm still stuck on the first part, the Havamin of Taisus to assume Halacha Moshe Mitzinai when there's a realistic possibility.
No one said that yet. Well, give me, but the question is there in the simple shot in Taisus is Taisus Shver? That's all I'm saying. When you want to argue with my text from yesterday, you can argue, but I didn't say it yet. But the simple shot in Tavis is very fair.
Rebbe said Tavis is not like give a void if he doesn't have a real problem on the floor with the first teretz.
What?
Rebbe said that Tavis is not allowed to give a void teretz if he's not happy, or if he is happy with his first teretz, he's not allowed to give a second teretz?
Yes. If he agrees to it, not if he's not just saying. The only reason you give a second teretz is to say, maybe the first teretz is wrong and I have another teretz. But if your mind of the first teretz is right, then you don't give another teretz. You never do such a thing. You would give a second teretz because it's a 50% chance the first teretz is wrong. I'm not sure if the first teretz is right. And it's a maybe.
Tysus didn't feel that the first teretz was pasha because the pashtus was the kasha. The pashtus is always the kasha.
But the Achiezer has a question that Tysus brought a raya from Bumbal Okano, which proved that his answer is right. So now it's not debatable anymore. It's muchloch. So then there's no reason to give a second teretz.
No, but that doesn't make any sense in Cheshbon. You can't. Tysus kasha is always the pashtus. That means the pashtus is the first answer is wrong. You can ask 100 questions.
Once he brings the Gemara in Sakhim,
those are
witches.
But there's a rule. These are rules. Tysus doesn't ask a daichik. Tysus says, this is the pashtus. You can have a million kashas. Why? This is the pashtus. So obviously an answer is something forced that he wouldn't have said otherwise. But of course there's room for another answer. The pashtus starts. That's the way you learn every Tysus.
Okay, so I have no idea what you're saying. I'm sorry. So that means that the pashtus.
I'm saying that the first answer.
Please let's stop and think what we're saying. That means that Tysus in the second answer is going back to the pashtus that he didn't hold to the first answer because he doesn't hold that Nida is lo damin achos ishto. Right? That was. What the only thing that Tzaddik said in his answer is that neither lo dami achos ishto. So right. That means if the pashtus is not like that, so the pashtus is that neither is dami achos ishto, and you couldn't learn native neither from achos ishto. So now the second teretz is hold that you can learn neither from achos ishto. So that's exactly our problem. So then the second teretz should have in bado lo kano.
I understand that question. I just didn't hop what we were saying.
So we were saying why not a shop? Because the guy was saying, okay, let the second teretz agree. Shmuel was saying, let the second teretz agree that neither can't be learned from Achos Ishto. So then I said that there's no reason to give a second teres. If he agrees, he agrees.
Right. If the first teres is true, then it's true.
Right. So, okay. So that's why we have a mimanasha. You're just saying that it's a silly to say a mimanasha because it's better to say that he disagrees. Okay. Fine. But we're back with the same problem. So what I'm trying to say yesterday, I was trying to say yesterday what I thought was a very nice structure, even though you people say it's a little chaser. I don't think it's so chaser because it's not chaser in the rush. And in Taisis, Taisis is allowed to, it's like self-understood because I was trying to say that the Teretz has two Chedushim. You know, in order to answer that, the Mimanashok, the Mimanashok is, does the Teretz, how many Teretz, second Teretz, hold in a Teretz or not? The answer is that the first Teretz has two parts and the second Teretz can hold in one without the other. That's the whole structure. Now, the Maisa, that's very, very mashma in the rush, because the fact that the rush had to restate his question in his answer, and he's restating it differently, is mashma that there's really a new question and there's a new answer. So there was like two steps in the rush. First, he's changing that there's an achas ishto, native achas ishto. And then he has to answer why you're not native from Achas Ishto. In his opening, he didn't have to answer why we're not native from Achas Ishto, because he was never saying that we're native from Achas Ishto. So what we're saying was, structurally, is that Taisus his pashtus would be that the Rabbeinu Peretz, which is in a certain sense nice, that the Bawe Taisus all have the same pashtus. That you look at the Gemara and Daf Lamed, and the Gemara doesn't quote a source. And since the Gemara doesn't quote a source, so apparently Nesra Halacha Moshe Misinai, or is not learned from Achas Ishto, because there's no, the Gemara doesn't quote it, and we don't even find a pasuk by Achas Ishto. So there's no pasuk of Achas Ishto that says Nesra. So that's a little bit daichik. So we prefer not to say that Nesra is learned from Achas Ishto. That's a preferable not to say. So if it's in the beginning, just assume, like the Rabbeinu Peretz, then Nesra comes from a different place. So we'll say it comes from Halacha Moshe Misinai. Fine. If it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, so then you don't even have to ask native. Then if Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's simple. Halacha Moshe Misinai was said as quoted on Daf Lamed, Kol Yavama Sheni Karba Yavama Yavala, and that phrase includes Nida. The Gemara in Daf Lamed is quoting accurately what the Halacha Moshe Misinai is. Doesn't say that Achas Ishto, says Kol Yavama. So obviously the Halacha Moshe Misinai was Kol Yavama. So that should include Nida. That's Taivis's Kashim. Just like it includes Achas Ishto, it should include Nida too. It includes everything. Kol Yavama. Everett Taivis, wait a second, let's switch and say we're learning, then Nesra is learned by Achas Ishto. Then it says, but that's not going to answer your question alone, because then native, now I have a new question. Native from Achas Ishto, to which you have to say part B. You can't be native from Achas Ishto. So Taisus has, I wanted to claim, Taisus has two parts to his answer. Okay, so the people are finding that it's a little chaser. Okay. But I don't think Chaser, I hear, but I don't think it's so bad, because Taisus is allowed to say that it's self-understood. You know, there's, once I'm explaining that neither lo dami la achos ishto, then everybody understands that I'm telling you that we learn Nesra from achos ishto. It's quite self-evident from what I'm saying. If I'm saying neither lo yafina neither from achos ishto, so obviously I'm telling you that Nesra is learned from Achas Ishto. So I don't have to spell it out. Though, would it have been nicer if he spelled it out? Yes. But it's not like such a ma'ake, because it is relatively understood from what he's saying. If I say that means you're learning out Nesra from Achaz Ishto.
So who talks better, the Rosh or Taisus? Who talks better?
The Rosh talks better. Because the Rosh makes
the Rosh puts it in at the end.
I'm just saying, so one of them is not talking so glot. I'm saying.
I didn't say that. Okay, fine. Anyway, so then but let me continue. So we were trying to say, I just want to get the chat out, and then you'll tell me, okay, I'll listen to all the problems. And then what can I do? Well, if I can help, I'll try it. So we're saying, if you say this idea that there are two steps in the answer, so the whole imanashuk of the Achiezer goes off. Because the imanashuk was, do you hold to the first answer or don't you hold to the first answer? If you hold to the first answer, then neither of dami na akos ishto. So then the catch is answered. If you don't hold of it, then a bada lo kono. Terence says, I hold of half of the first answer, but not the second half. I hold of the half that you brought a raya from Imbal Okano. Obviously, that's a raya. The Achiezer says it's a raya mukrakas, because you can't argue with a mashma. So, of course, I agree that neither of dami nachas ishto, the second answer. But I don't agree that you learn Nesra from Achos ishto. That's a daichik. So, therefore, I give my second answer. What's my second answer? That we learn Nesra from Trachecha Darkei Nayan. So that answers all the questions. It answers that the second answer will have in Bolo Kono because he grants and needs Lo Damin Achos Ishto. But he still had to give the second answer because otherwise you would say Nesra is learned from Halacha Moshe Sinai, and the Halacha Moshe Sinai automatically includes Nida. We don't have to make any machlokes between Rabbeinu Peretz, Taisus, and the Rosh. They're all holding the same pashtus. They're all understanding the pashtus the same way that Nesra is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And the two steps in the Rosh in his question is why he speaks funny is very good because his answer creates a new problem. So he has to repeat the question because he never had that question in his question. There's a new question in his answer that he didn't have in his question. Because in his question, he never asked, why don't we learn Achos Ishto, neither from Achos Ishto? Because in his question, he never committed himself that Nesra was written by Achos Ishto. So it's only in his answer that he asked this question. So the answer creates that question. So he asked that question in the answer. Okay. Why don't you love this? It's such a beautiful pshat. Now you can scream at me. I'm ready to get screamed at.
Taisa Bernie Peretz, right? He was the one who introduced this Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
Yes.
And he doesn't bother by Achaz Ishto. He's not bothered by any of these steps, correct?
Not bothered by he's bothered.
In other words, he says it should be Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
He's bothered that neither should have Nesra too, because if it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, then it should include Nesra, neither. And his first answer was that Eina Chinami neither does have Nesra. And then his second answer was like Tisus, that Nesra doesn't come from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but Nesra comes from
what happened to Achaz Ishto? Only Taisa's own.
He never had that possibility that Nesra comes from Achaz Ishto. So that's why I personally think the simple shot of Taisa's is a little funny. The simple shot is that Taisa's and the Rosh took as a dover pashtas that Nesra comes from Achaz Ishto, and Rabbeinu Peretz never entertained that possibility. My way is much better. That even Taisus in his Havim wouldn't entertain that. Okay, it's one of Taisus's chidushim. Bein Peretz is not mechuyev to hold of every chidush of Taisus.
Isn't it like Iker Chasim and a Sefer? I mean, Taisus forgot to tell you. By the way, memo I forgot to give out that we're totally switching the source of Nesra. and he only starts talking about Laidami. That's not doesn't seem okay. like a small miss.
If you feel that's such a strong question, then you're right. My feelings is that it's so self-understood from the lashon of Tavis in his answer that he's saying that the source is Achlus Ishto, that he doesn't have to say it. That he's saying in his answer, the source is Nesra of Achlus Ishto is kemat black and white, because he's talking about Neda from Achlus Ishto. So obviously he's saying in his answer that that's the source is from Achlus Ishto.
That's the rush.
But he doesn't say, even Tavis, because Tavis says, it's all dummy the Achlus Ishto Mishar Arayas, and the pasuk of Achlus Ishto Mishar Arayas is by Achlus Ishto. So the because there is no pasuk by Ishto Arayas except the Hukash Kor Arayas Adadi to Achlus Ishto. So it's beferish in the lashon of Tosfos and the Rush. It's kemat beferish. It's like a 99.9. I don't think that's doichek at all. That in the Teretz he's saying that we're learning Nesra from Achlus Ishto. Anybody who reads them, they see that. What you're objecting to is that he doesn't say he's switching. So that means what you're really objecting is that he didn't speak out his Havamina clearly. Okay? Because he didn't tell us in his Havamina that he's learning Nesra from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That he switched in the Maskana is the Beferish. It's not the Farish and his Hav meaning at a different shot. So I don't know if that's so schwer because, like someone said, the Hav meaning is the Pashas. So Tavis doesn't have to speak out the Pashas. The Pashas is the Pashas. The Pashas is, like the Rabbeinu parents, that Nesra is not from Achlus Ishto. They're rather from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Therefore, Tavis didn't have any problem. He didn't have to speak it up because there was no problem.
So why is the rush so wordy?
So why does Tavis? So what's the problem? Tavis starts out. He works with the pashas. The pashas is everybody knows the pashas. It's like Rabbeinu Peretz. The Nesra is from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Why didn't Tavis say it? Because that's the pashas. No problem. That's 100% glatt. Tavis doesn't have to say what the pashas. Tavis in his answer switches that he doesn't tell you. He does tell you because he says that you can't learn out from Achlus Ishto. So he's obviously saying that it's learned from Achlus Ishto. He doesn't say, I am switching. Okay.
What happened to the Kamo on the Nalif? The whole last week we had a Kamo is different than Nalif. Nalif was in the Kamo. Now everybody's on the same page. All of a sudden it's all okay.
Oh, it's just the opposite. It's exactly the opposite. I'm saying Kamo is different than Nalif, and that's why it's beautiful. That Tavis, the rush in the beginning was not Nalif. The rush in the beginning was that Kamo. It's Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and just like the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is written by Achlus Ishto, likewise Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai will go on Nida. Kamo, nothing to do with
Nalif. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is written by Achlus Ishto? Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai.
I take it back. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Apologize. It's Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and just like Chazal applied the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai to Achlus Ishto, it applies equally to Nida. Because the words of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai was, call your bama chani kareba. And just like you apply that to Achlus Ishto, you should apply it to Nida. They're
practically, he didn't need Achlus. I'm saying he didn't need Achlus to ask his kasha.
He's showing, just like you take this halacha, you didn't have a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. I know maybe you would say, I mean, you make up some other crazy thing, but he's saying,
if he didn't have Achlus Ishto, could he ask the kasha, right? If he didn't have Achlus Ishto, he could have asked, I is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That we know that there's a din Nesra, we should say that by Nida. There's nothing to do with Achlus
Ishto. You say it only applies when the girl has green hair and brown eyes. I don't know. He's saying that just like we take this Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai and we apply it to Achlus Ishto, even though Achlus Ishto does not have green hair, and we go ahead and we apply it, so you should apply it to Nida. Otherwise, you would say that the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is only for the case of Daf Lamed. It's the case of Daf Lamed. I don't remember what the case there was offhand. But if you didn't have Achlus Ishto, so you would limit the love for Moshe Sinai to the case and the flame. But the theta for the Gemara, that we take this Allah from Moshe Sinai and we apply it also to Achaz Ishto. Do we apply it to Achaz Ishto? Could be Laman is also Achaz Ishto. I don't remember. It's Achaz Kukoso probably. So you're applying it to Achaz Ishto. You should also apply it to Nida.
And Rebbe's saying beyond the shadow of a doubt that there's no one that can make a mistake to learn Tysus's answer that we're keeping halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
Because Tysus says, like the Rosh is like an amenit, and Tysus says, well, dummy needs an ashar harayis. If it's nothing to do with learning out from shar harayis, Tysus doesn't give a logical chiddick. Everyone says that Tysus's chiddick is illogical because Tysus says it's different because it's also the call. So what? There's more reason to say Nesra if you're also the call, not less reason. So basically, Tavis is saying a illogical difference between Nida and Achaz Ishto. So if it's a Pircha, so that's what you do when you're asking make a Mamatzinu. Say we can't make a Mamatzinu because they're different. That difference logically shouldn't make for a difference. There's no logic here. It's just saying you can't learn out one from the other. You can't learn out apples from oranges because they're different. But Tavis, if Tavis is not learning that they're learning out from Achaz Ishto, then his answer makes no sense. Yeah, so I would say that it's clear in Tysus, anybody, including everybody in the share, who reads Tysus has to assume, especially when you read the Rush and Tysus together, that Tysus in his answer is holding that the Nesra is learned by Achaz Ishto. Now, so I'm just saying that what if Tysus hold his hobby? He didn't say. So it's not so terrible to say, you know, Tavis in his second answer doesn't have need to learn from Nesra, learn from Achaz Ishto. So we can say that likewise, Tavis in his Havamina didn't have Nesra, learn from Achaz Ishto, just like the second answer, but he learned it from where the Rabbeinu Bechet says it's the Pashtas.
So why isn't that a good enough svara to not be in the halach l'moshe m'sinai? That svara, why is it only good svara to take it out of the lab? Why isn't the svara, the chilek of korva, whatever that is, to say that it shouldn't go in the halach l'moshe m'sinai?
Because that svara, there's no logic in that svara. If you're saying making a limud, so he's trying to learn from two things, you say, listen, you can't learn because they're different. Either the difference that doesn't make for a difference, but those are in klolei adrush. You can't learn from two things unless they're the same. They have to be in the Tzara Shavah, they have to be in the same, they have to be similar. They have to be, you can, two things that are similar, you assume they have the same halachas. But if they have nothing to do with each other, you can't make a Tzara Shavah. If the Torah says halacha by an animal, you can't go in and apply it to a human. The human animal, there are no shaykhs. There's no logical difference. Why that should make for a difference? I don't know. You don't say that Hashem said there's a mitzvah kisei dam by a behemoth, by a chayah, there's a din kisei dam by a human. If you shech the human, you have to kisei adam. They have no shaykhs to each other. But that's an illogical pircha. But if there's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim applies wherever the words of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim are said. Now, the words of Halacha Moshe Sinai was, call Yavama Shana Nikari, by Yavama Yavala. So the Halacha Moshe Sinai was not by Achaz Ishto. The Gemara in Daf Lamed doesn't say the Halacha Moshe Sinai was said on Achaz Ishto. If I cared, we brought the, what's his name, Alichas Haidam, and if the Halacha Moshe Sinai was said on Achaz Ishto, then you can't do a native. So obviously, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is not said ambiguously, and that's why Tavis had a kasha. So what is Achaz Ishto's difference? It's different than the Achaz Ishto, but neither than Achaz Ishto. But the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim doesn't say a word about Achaz Ishto. The halacha Moshe Mitzrayim talked in Stama. We see Chazal applying it to Achaz Ishto. Right. In other words, it's like I go and I say, I don't understand you. You're a teacher. Now you have two kids in your class. They both wrote the same basic answer on the test. They copied from each other, right? So they wrote word for word the exact same thing. You marked one right and you marked one wrong. It makes no difference, no sense. It's not that you should learn out one from the other, and then you can start giving me pirchas. I'm saying, listen, if this is the right answer, it's the right answer. So, so you have a halakha Moshe Mitzinai. You applied it to Achlas Ishto. If you apply it to Achlas Ishto, you should apply it to Nida. What's the difference? They're both exactly the same. If you apply it to one, you should apply it to the other. You know, if it's applicable, it's applicable.
So Rebbe's saying Tyson's answer is that the Mahalacha Moshe Mitzinai was wrong for some reason. That pashtuk was wrong.
He's saying his answer is that I made a mistake. There's no Mahalacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's learned from the din was learned from Achlas Ishto. There was no Mahalacha Moshe Mitzinai. That was a mistake. I only said there's Mahalacha Moshe Mitzinai because I couldn't find the source. So I assume the pashtuk says that the Gemara doesn't quote a source. So the pashas is that the Gemara doesn't quote a source, so it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. But now that the Gemara at the end, but once you say that you learn from Achlas Ishto, then there's no reason to say halacha Moshe Mitzinai because we have a source.
So what was wrong with that first teretz that it wasn't good enough and he needed a second teretz?
Because he doesn't like to say that the source is Achlas Ishto because it doesn't say anywhere in Shas. The Farish that we learn Nesra from Achlas Ishto.
And doesn't say Halacha Moshe Mitzinai either.
And Nesra from Achlas Ishto. It doesn't say that you learn Nesra from Achlas Ishto. It's Mubra from Taisis that he told in that way, but there's no Gemara that says that. The biggest Rai is because the second Teretz also disagrees on that and says that Nesra is not coming from Achlas Ishto. Here, the second Teretz saying Nesra comes from a Pasuk in Kabbalah, in Mishlei. Well, if you had a pasuk by Achlas Ishto, we don't need Mishlei. So the second, the you see from the second answer that it's not so pashut to say that Nesra is learned by Achlas Ishto. So we'll say that Taivis is not so keen on that. It doesn't say it anywhere. There's no chazal. It's not mashma. So that was a daifik that to say that Nesra is learned by Achlas Ishto.
So he goes back. He's going back to the halacha Moshe Mitzinai.
Back to Edomite. No other source. Then you have to go back to halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Yes, and then neither should have it. Terence says, I got a different source, a third source. Then I got a third source called Darkei Nayam.
So I'm saying he wasn't so happy with the, even though the back and forth works out. Some either the Terence or the Kash, something he wasn't so happy with. I'm saying either the split he wasn't happy with, or the fact that it's a source of Achlas Ishto. Rebbe's saying that to say the source of Achlas Ishto is a source of Nesra is Achlas Ishto. That was the part he wasn't so tefreden with.
Yes,
but the Teretz he's fine. The Chalukim he's fine. Right.
That's how we answer the Kasha why it's in Baal Okano because that half that neither is Lodami and Achlas Ishto he holds up. The Raya Mukrakas. Taivis brought a mashma. The Achiyeder tells you that a mashma is a Rayim Uchrakas.
So at which point did he find out that maybe this is a third possibility called Darkei Nayim? He just invented it now? Or he didn't do that anywhere?
Yes. After he gave his answer and he doesn't like it, because he doesn't like it. So Nesra's learned out from Darkei, from Halakha Moshe Mitzinai, it's no good. Because then neither should be included. To say it's learned out from Achlas Ishto is no good because there's no pasuk by Achlas Ishto. So under the rest, he goes ahead and he comes up with a new source.
So without
Kasha, can we ask why Tosis give the first answer if he didn't like Achlas Ishto? So Achlas Ishto, so why did he say the first answer? What's the advantage?
Every time Tosis gives two answers, each answer has its advantages and disadvantages.
What's the advantage of the first answer?
The first answer is you don't have to come on to Darkei Nayim. Darkei Nayim is a daichik answer. For I can say, well, why is it daichik? First of all, because it's not so pashut, you can use a pasuk in Mishlei for a deraisa. Second of all, it's not so pashut, the nida doesn't have Darkei Nayim. Taita says as far, the Baida Nami Sarda Hamten. Who said that's a pashut as far? Third of all, Taifas has a problem if Nesra is based on Darkei Nayim, so why is there Nesra by a cotton? There should be a problem of Darkei Nayim by a cotton. That's the whole end of Taifas. that Taivis has to be Mechadish, that a Katan does have a problem with Darkei Noam. Obviously, that was not Pashut. That was against the Pashtus. So there's a lot of saying Darkei Noam.
And the Cheshvan. And the Cheshvan without Rebbe. Without Rebbe's Chiddush. So what comes out? The Shverkite is that in Tysus' second answer, so then Nida is learned from Achas Isha as a Erva, and therefore the problem is it should be in Baalu Laikanu.
No, even now everything's good.
No. I'm just trying to understand. I'm saying without Rebbe.
Yes.
If without Rebbe. So the problem was what? That in the second answer, where you have the Rachel Dachin Noam, which is the source of Nesra, but yet you still are an erva that's learnt out of Achas Isha, that should block it, it should make it in Baalu Lo Kanu.
Yes,
that's the kasha, which that represents
was the Achiezer's kasha. Yeah, okay. What we didn't do is we didn't think about whether the Dr. Begida's kasha comes up. That I liked it. But Sandy, you want to ask something? No, you're muted.
No, I just wanted to clarify. So according to Rabbi, we're saying that in the second answer, there has to be a difference between Nida and Achas Isha. But it's not the same difference that he gave in the first answer. Here, the difference is that one is Darkei Noam and one is not Darkei Noam?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, because since he stores as Darkei Noam, since his second answer, he doesn't like that the source of Nesra is Achas Isha. Because you don't find it by a source. So he found a different source. Once he finds a different source, he has to explain why that doesn't apply to Nida. So he says because of whatever he says, yeah.
Would the Achiezer Svara just be true even in the Kash? And if we never had the second Teretz, would the Achiezer have his whole Chiddush? Would we still have to say that whole world? In other words, the Achiezer created that Chiddush only because of this point? It's just a funny, that concept is like a worldwide concept. There's the whole thing for later. Now, he created only to work out the Teretz of Darkei Noam, which is funny.
As far as I know, and the problem is that we said that if the Achiezer is true, then Taivis has no Raya from Pesachim. So there's no reason why Taivis would have brought Pesachim in. I'm going to have to give a Musar about today. So I would like to, if you guys have any other questions, that's fine. Otherwise, I want to move on to Dr. Begida's question. Dr. Begida's question was, just to say over his question, is that, and that's, I think it's still true on me now too, is that if Lemaisa were saying that the second answer agrees that Nida is in Baal Okano, obviously you can't be in Baal Okano unless there's some form of Zika. So that means that it's an Isser, but it doesn't remove Zika. And we're saying very good, because since it's not done into Achos Ishta, so it's just a blockage. It's not an anti-Yibum force. So if that's the case, so Pashas, there should be no Chisaron Drachecha Darkei Noam, because there's no Ptur. It's only a blockage. So if this is Lashon is Mashma, then in order to get to the Drachecha Darkei Noam, but we're obviously saying that she's not Nifter Emanu, because we're saying that in Baal Okano, which means that there's a Zika, so she was never Niftera
by Nida.
Yeah, so why did Tavis have to say that by Nida the reason why there's no Chisaron of Darkei Noam because of Bayit Anami Usser? Say simpler, there's no Chisaron of Darkei Noam because she's never with Niftera. Because that's an easier reason or a more basic reason why there's no Chisaron of Darkei Noam by Nida.
Maybe this is modifying what the Chisaron of Darkei Noam is. By a Nida, that type of delay, which is not a Ptur, but
it's not a Chisaron of Darkei Noam because it's not a Ptur. He didn't have to say because your husband also. He didn't need that. Okay, I have to run. I do have to run. I have a bunch of people waiting for me.
Theoretically, a Ptur could also be a problem.
Okay, I'm running.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.